H.R. McMaster, January 6 was illegitimate political discourse. It was an assault on the first branch of government. By Pam Key on February 6, 2022. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, was illegitimate political discourse because it was an assault on the first branch of government. The Republican National Committee on Friday voted to censure Reps. Liz Cheney, RY, and Adam Kinzinger, REL, with a resolution calling into question their participation on the January 6 Select Committee. Partial transcript as follows. Margaret Brennan, do you agree with the former Vice President Mike Pence that Donald Trump was wrong in what he claims about the 2020 election? McMaster, absolutely. And all Americans should agree with Vice President Pence and you. It's time, Margaret, I think, to demand more from our political leaders. Demand that they stop compromising confidence in our democratic principles and institutions and processes to score partisan political points. And as you know, this happens across both political parties and it's just time to stop. Brennan, and you, do you believe January 6th was in any way a legitimate political discourse? McMaster, no. It was illegitimate political discourse because it was an assault on the first branch of government. And so I think it's really important for us to come together now. And you know, I mean, I really think it is possible to improve the transparency and the security of our elections while ensuring that every eligible voter gets to vote. So I think what we need to do is stop posturing across these political parties and begin conversations with what we can agree on. I mean, your show has been great. I got to listen to the whole thing to be here at the end. But it is pretty clear that we are emerging from a number of traumas of the past couple of years. And it's time for Americans to come together and to restore our confidence in who we are as a people and in our democratic principles and institutions and processes. And of course, Russia preys on our weaknesses in the divisions and tries to portray democracy as weak. But you know, I believe that totalitarianism is fragile and weak and democracies are resilient and we can work together and come out of these traumas stronger. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.